It's a Tuesday afternoon. It is the 19th day of August, 2014. On the phone line, as usual for a Tuesday, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Let's take up what's been happening in the marketplace. I'm interested in the divergence in the nearby September and then the November or the new crop soybeans going on out. September was up 4 3/4 and everything down, everything else down a nickel to, I don't know, 6-7 cents for the day. Why is that the case?
Well, of course, we've with the August gone, now the September's the lead month, and we're wanting to own some beans for the time period between now and when harvest starts rolling long enough to fill up for the crushers. They've basically got enough beans bought for maybe the next 10 days. But after that, they're a little bit slack, and we've seen the basis levels increase, 20, 25 cents over the last couple of days for the nearby beans. And we're seeing a few people that aren't able to buy the cash beans or at least going to the board trying to have that to try to increase the price a little bit to entice some of the farmers to make the flat price be a little higher.
Is this a reason for farmers that are holding beans to go ahead and sell them?
You know, somebody put it on one of the news wires that this was like playing musical chairs. As long as the music is playing, it's great and it's going your way, but one day it's going to stop when they figure they're close enough to get enough beans in to get to buy enough beans to get them to when they're going to get the out of the harvest of the new beans. So I'm saying maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow it ought to be something to think about.
All right. And then if you're doing that, I'm wondering, as you look forward into the November on out, what you're telling producers about this little bump in the old crop soybean prices, because they may find it comforting, but I suspect you don't find it terribly comforting in terms of the longer version.
No, I mean, we're hearing some tremendous pod counts from the Pro Farmer Tour. You're looking at things that are going to be, record yields this fall and record production, and that, of course, doesn't equate to generally higher prices, unfortunately. So, we are thinking that any bounces on up, it's a little ways away, but, if we could bounce up 20 cents from here or something on the new crop beans, well, we'd probably be thinking of moving a few more.
And was it a dull day in the corn market?
It wasn't, and I'd say that not because it didn't move a lot, but because as we're looking here, we thought that when we punched back down below 370 this morning, we'd probably ease on down into the lower 60s for the day, and it just didn't happen, and it strengthened into the end of the day. And, the basis levels on corn are staying somewhat firm now, trying to entice farmers to sell a little bit more right now. But it looks like it's sort of found support in this area, Todd.
Is this the trade coming to more full realization that USDA's 167.4 might be more on the mark than less on the mark?
Well, I think that maybe it isn't that as much as maybe some of the big fund managers, their ideas were a lot bigger than 168, and it maybe has to be something in between that number. I think Landworth come out with his at 174.8 on the corn and 46.4 on the beans, that way. So, there's still some pretty big numbers being thrown around, but I do think that the non-cash movement for right now is affecting the markets.
What do you think of the numbers you've heard so far from the crop tour? Of course, they released Ohio and South Dakota yesterday afternoon and last night.
I'm not surprised at some of the numbers. I talked to a few of the people who are on the tour on the phone this morning, and they said that some of the routes were good, very good, and some were sort of poor. And it's just sort of like we've heard about the spots as you'll go around that didn't get rain as we went along in some of the later planted stuff. So I think that maybe the tour is just pointing out that there's a few more of those spots that didn't get all the rain or got planted quite a bit late, showing up than what we maybe thought there was before.
For producers that have corn left in the bin, should they leave it there, or do they try to clean it out?
Well, I think that looking at the harvest that they're looking at, like here, I'd sure like to start with the nice clean bins, but I don't see the great advantage of wanting to hang on to corn a long time.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Doc.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana.